The name of the patient is Thais Larrazábal. The last name is L-A-R-R-A-Z like in Zulu, A-B like in boy, A-L. The first name, T-H-A-I-S. This is the clinical case of a 50-year-old Hispanic female that we are following in the clinic because of the presence of monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance. Monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance. The patient is evaluated and treated with chemotherapy by Dr. Yellow, Yellu, period. The patient is receiving chemotherapy on regular basis, period. The question is if the chemotherapy has made the difference in decreasing the amount of protein and the toxicity of this protein in the kidney. And the answer is that is very unlikely because the creatinine remains 6.5 milligrams in the latest determination a couple of weeks ago. 6.5 milligrams per cent in the latest determination a couple of months ago, period. I am going to have a conversation with the hematologist to see whether or not they're going to continue the chemotherapy and for how long, and the effectiveness in of that chemotherapy from the oncology point of view. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, stroke syndrome. The patient had a hemiplegia in the left side and is able to walk with help. She uses a cane most of the time. The patient is aphasic. The patient is in the office with her son, who is the caregiver. Period. We are going to continue the hemodialysis treatment, and we are going to continue monitoring the hemoglobin, hematocrit, and the serum electrolytes, and the determination of the creatinine, and we're going to reevaluate in 3 months. Paragraph. In the revision of the pertinent laboratory workup, 5 minutes, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 5 minutes.